we're talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he
died?
Okay. And I can answer, yes, 5 minutes ago he
dived into water.
Okay. If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown up?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, years ago they
grown up.
Okay. Now, if I asked you how old you are, you would say,
50 years old.
Okay. And if I asked, are you tired? You might answer, no.
I'm not tired. I'm not tired.
Okay. Let's see, would you finish this sentence for me? I don't chew tobacco, but he
chews tobacco.
Okay, but now just use one word. I don't chew tobacco, but he
chews.
Okay, one other word. I don't chew tobacco, but he
smokes.
Yeah, what would you say? I don't chew tobacco, but he do or he does?
Does.
Okay. And finish this one, please. I always behave myself, but he
does.
Okay. Now would you put a word into this sentence for me, please? I thought you, what, coming with us? Would you say, I thought you was, or I thought you were coming with us?
I thought you were coming.
Okay. And let's see. We, what, going to town when it started to rain? We was or we were going
to town? We was.
Okay. And if I asked you, do you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are, what, many things I do. Would you say there is or there are?
There are.
Okay. Now, if I wanted to know the color of some roses you've grown, I might ask you, what color those roses? Would you say, what color is they or what color are they?
What color are they?
Okay. And you might answer, the roses yellow. You say, is or are?
Are
yellow.
Is yellow.
Is yellow. Well, which one would you say?
Is yellow.
Okay. And if I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no,
I haven't yet. I haven't yet.
Okay. And if I asked you, well, let's say it rained all day yesterday, and I said, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it
rained all day.
Okay. If you were just going to use one word, though, and I said, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it
rained.
Yeah, but if you wanted to say something that went along with my was, if I said, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it
was.
Okay. Let's see. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he
should.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. And would you ever say,
I may.
Or would you ever say, might could or might can?
Might can.
Okay. Would you be more likely to, which one of those would you be more likely to say?
Might can.
Might can, okay. Now, let's see. Suppose I slipped in the sand and I fell down and I didn't really hurt myself, you know, but I came back and I was exaggerating when I came back and I said, I slipped and I fell in the sand and something broke my neck. And I didn't break it, you know, but I'm just talking. Now, could you fill in a word there? I broke my neck. Something broke my neck.
I fell.
Okay. But would you ever use a word like nearly or like to or almost?
Yeah.
That would be the one you'd be most likely to use? Okay. Now, a penny is
1 cent.
Okay. And a dime is?
1 dime.
Okay. Yeah, but how many? You said a penny is
1 cent.
Okay. Now, this part is there's just one particular word that I'm trying to get because I'm interested in knowing how you pronounce it. And so if I keep after you, you know, and